It's WMFO in Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike on the mic, and it must be Saturday, and I must be back in the state of Massachusetts, in the Medford, Massachusetts area, because I'm back. Had a little trip. It was a good thing. Saw some family and friends down south of here, and it was good. It's funny, though, isn't it? So much to look forward to before vacation. I mean, the countdown timer was going. Hey, in 8 hours, I'll be flying, and then I'll be... Yeah, and now I'm back to reality. But the reality is always good on a Saturday morning when I get to come in here and do this and talk to you and play music for you. So welcome to whatever this is. It is Saturday, and it's the 28th of May, and the squeaky chair is here in all of its glory, so everything's as it should be. I've got some great new noise today. I got a bunch, actually a little more than usual, because, you know, as I was away, I was looking for things to play still. So I've got some new noise from, let's see, Johnny Barnes from Boston, a band called Buzzard, 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 Kid Gulliver from Boston, the Licorice Quartet, great power pop from them, Boston Speed Fossil, Boston Roots and Infinite Sonic, our friend Tom Fay, TV Priest Andrea Gillis from Boston, Bird Language from Boston, and the first one we're going to play is from Boston's The Chelsea Curve. Now, they've got a brand new record called All the Things, and it's just awesome. And just yesterday, they played they played locally at Boston Calling, and before that, they went and played in London. So they've been very busy, and they're back here on the airwaves today with us. New noise to start us off from Boston's The Chelsea Curve. Again, their new album is All the Things. It's a great track. Another one called Nothing Going On. WMFO.
All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on over here. Undiscovered, undercover, but there's nothing going on around here. Looking for something, anything, I wonder if there's anything I ever walk about, talk about. On my paper, wearing down my chest, there's nothing going on around here. Many times I sat and wondered why there's nothing going on around here. Setting time. Nothing going on around here. You got nothing, I got something. I'm feeling anyhow anyway. And I really
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
Morning, it's WMFO in Medford, 9:19 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Nice to have you here. If you're in Boston, it's a long weekend. It's a long weekend all over the country, but it's a long weekend here, and we've had a lousy luck over the past couple of years with weather. And today is not the best of the 3 days, but tomorrow and Sunday, they tell me it's going to be really nice beach weather. So we're going to get it back this weekend. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. Before I tell you what I played in that set, I just want to take some time, a little bit of time, to thank Ryan Doyen, who was here the first Saturday I was out, and Kirsten Chervinsky, my DJ friends who sat in this chair while I was away. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you for doing that. And I'd be happy to return the favor. Just ask. So thank you to those guys. Nice to be back and nice to be playing a lot of Boston artists. As I said when I started this morning, there's a lot of music that I came up with over the past 2 weeks because I didn't just stop. So in this set, had two new noises. Some of the sets have two, some have just one and maybe four songs, whatever. It's a lot of math today. but started off this set with Boston's Chelsea Curve. I told you how busy they've been. So happy for their success. Their brand new record is called All the Things. That was nothing going on. Jerry Ramone from his 2002 record, Don't Worry About Me. That was Maria Bartiromo. I don't believe that he would be so complimentary about her these days. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. The Screaming Blue Messiahs. I know they were the third band in the third song of the set. From their record in 1987 called Bikini Red. That was Sweetwater Pools. Steve Miller Band, the fourth song of the set, from their 1969 record called Brave New World. They were sounding a bit like themselves, too much like themselves, I should say. Did you hear that riff in there? It sounded like, yeah, I bet you heard that. That was called My Dark Hour. Notice how I said My Dark Hour. I'm tired. It's My Dark Hour. Thanks, Boston. And Bird Language, Boston's own Bird Language, a quintet from right around here. And boy, their debut album is 625 Days. And that was a track called Clear Head. And I'm discovering with this band, one, they're awfully talented. And two, they fool you because they come in and they're all mellow. And, you know, you think it's going to be like all jangly. And it is, but then it just blows up at the end. And I love that. What a great band, Bird Language with Clear Head. Okay, I've got new noise, and it's from another Boston artist. Yeah, it is. Our friend Andrea Gillis has a new single out, and it's called About a Girl. It's going to serve as new noise for the second set of the day, right here at WMFO.
We make what we make and take. The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you, all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun, all right.
From the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Sometimes the weight gets heavy and it rolls up on your back.
WMFO Medford. Hi there. 9:39 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? And thanks for being here again. I will keep saying it because I appreciate it. And I've been here since 9. We'll be here till 11 when something about the women comes in. Although I don't know who or when or why. I'm not sure who's coming in or whatever. But we'll see. Hopefully they'll let me know so I can tell you. All right, let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with new noise from Boston's own Andrea Gillis Band. Brand new single from them called About a Girl. Continuation of just wonderful stuff always from Andrea Gillis. Tim Burgess was next from his 2005 record called I Believe. That was Oh My Corazon. Lou Johnson with a nice soul from his 2006 record called Sweet Southern Soul. That was Rock Me Baby. The Dream Syndicate. Remember that one from 2017? There was a record out that they did called How Did I Find Myself Here? That was Filter Me Through You. And just ended up with TV Priest. That was their track, title track of their record, called It Was Beautiful. Okay, I've got brand new noise, and I think of these guys, first off, as our friends, because they are, Tom Fay and Infinite Sonic. He was talking to us a couple of weeks ago about his latest record, his band's latest record called Loose Ends Volume 1, and said there will be a Volume 2. Well, it's out. Just came out from Loose Ends Volume 2. Brand new music. And I had picked a couple of songs and I said, hey, why don't I play this one? And he says, you know what? You could play that next week. I love that too. He says, but to debut this, why don't you play Summer Magic Volume 2? And that makes all the sense in the world to me because summer, right? So brand new noise, summer offering from Infinite Sonic. This is Summer Magic 2022 at WMFO.
Feel that summer magic. Your baby soft skin glistens, listening to tunes. What a good day, yeah. We'll go walking underneath the moon until midnight. So come on, love, take a little chance with me. Shoes on, reds and yellows and pinks and blues on.
stick around. Pushing and shoving and a sweat, wet leather. Up and down we go, chain together. Too late, too late. Stay home and sit around. Latest scandals. Somebody stepping on my plastic sandals. Too late, too late. Stay home and sit around. Whoa. What you wanna bet? We ain't started yet. Baby, stick around. Baby, stick around.
Listening to WMFO in Medford.
the direction. It's across a river somewhere. We're on the top floor, bottom buzzer. Top floor, bottom buzzer. Top floor, bottom buzzer. The middle won't work. Ring the one under. Priscilla's in the kitchen, she's mixing drinks. She's mixing one for me, I think. One for Mary Ellen and one for Jane. Priscilla, she knows how to use a shaker. She doesn't get up as early as a baker, uh-uh.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. I've been with you for the last hour. I'll be with you here till 11 a.m. When I believe something about the women will be here. So let me tell you what I played in that last set. It was a four-song set because I want to spotlight two musicians who we lost last week on the same day and play something for each of them to remember them. But first, let me tell you about this last set. Ended up with a sound that to those of us who grew up here, the band Morphine with those baritone sax notes ringing out from Dana Colley. It's just so Boston. Morphine. I never saw Morphine. I saw Treta Wright, but that was from Morphine's 2000 record, the year 2000. They came out called The Night. That was Top Floor, Bottom Buzzer. The False Positives, another band with Boston roots. Used to be in the Voodoo Dolls. They went away for a while. And now the False Positives are here with more great music. They put out a bunch of great stuff. This is one of them. That's called Good Enough for Rock and Roll. I'll call them Boston's False Positives. Joe Jackson from his excellent record in 2001 called Look Sharp. That was Baby Stick Around. And Infinite Sonic, our friend Tom Faye's band. They've got the second compilation called Loose Ends Volume 2 that just came out. That was Summer Magic 2022. And I believe Tom will be here sometime in June, and look forward to chatting with him on the air then. So thanks, Tom. Nice work, as always, in your band. All right. I have something queued up for, as I mentioned, two musicians that we lost last week. Not only last week, on the same day. Alan White, the drummer for Yes, the longtime drummer for Yes. He was 72 years old. And Andy Fletcher, keyboard player and founding member of Depeche Mode. He was 60. So I picked one of them, and our friend Tom Ruprecht picked the other one. Tom wanted to hear Release from Yes to spotlight Alan White's drumming prowess. And for Andy Fletcher, for Depeche Mode, I chose It's No Good. So let's go ahead and start with a remembrance for Alan. This is Yes, and this is from the album Tormato. And this is called Release. A request for Tom Ruprecht here at WMFO.